Hi everybody, I think it is, February, day four. And I think the subject is your favourite place. Now this is really difficult because depending on the time of year and the mood, there's a number of places that are sacred or beautiful or lovely or charming or magical. Certain coves, certain beaches, certain woods, certain glades, certain patches of the land that draw me. But I think that, in all honesty, my favourite place is largely down to who I'm with. So, if I'm with people I care about, then a lift in a train station or a grotty cafe could be my favourite place. Because it's about the energy you bring to a place, it's about the company you're with and the emotional connection and the conversation and the memories you make in that place. I could talk about places like Croyd Bay in North Devon. I could talk about Tintagel in Cornwall. I could talk about a bend in the River Wye in Wales, where the sunlight is always dappled and the water is cold and the sand is soft. I could talk about woods where in the winter the sun dips very low and illuminates the farmland for a moment. And when there's frost, there's an elegance to the leaves and the trees. I could talk about Stonehenge. I could talk about a patch on the River Thames towards Staines where there's a bench and there's the river and there's birdsong. I could talk about all those things, but I think my favourite place is an internal one. My favourite place is a place I go to visit old friends and old memories. And the advantage of that place is that it goes everywhere with me. It's a portable favourite place. It's a place I go to when I want to reacquaint myself with the tapestry of the past and people I've loved and people who've loved me. So whilst there are many places I love and enjoy, places that have memories attached to them and places where time seems to stop or vortex into a perfect pinprick of reality, really, my favourite place could be my study. If I've just written something I like, something good, my study where I have my oak desk and my picture of Stonehenge and my copy of a cave painting and my replica Sutton Hoo helmet and a number of other trinkets. But really, my favourite place is inside me, somewhere where I can visit all my favourite places at once.